Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today's show is really about less to do with the markets and more to do with you, your influence, and your actions, words, and online community, I suppose, what you do online and what you do around people. And the reason that I say this is that, look, I've watched and been involved with a number of different events, but the things that really stick with me are little things, but they mean a huge amount to people. You know, you've always also heard the story of the person that was told at school you'd never amount to anything. You know, you get teachers that are telling you that you're not good enough, you can't do this, you can't do that. We don't hear it all the time. We tend to hear those stories from, you know, entrepreneurial people, people that, you know, might have been dyslexic, for example, that couldn't read or write, that were the class clown. For me, certainly, I was the class clown. School for me wasn't something that was more than, you know, just a bit of fun, really. I wasn't too, like, once I got to high school, once I got to sort of 14, 15, 16, I kind of realized that, you know, I was going to sort of sail on my own path, and I had the confidence to do that. And, you know, I'm certainly not suggesting that, and I won't be suggesting that to my kids to flunk through, but that's sort of how I was. Now, I do remember a few instances where teachers would say to me, look, you know, Cobby, don't worry about it, mate. You know, you're going to be fine, but you can't be influencing other people to be like you, because they're not. They're just simply not. You know, playing around in school and messing around in school and doing what you do, you'll probably be fine. You know, you will be fine. I was running businesses and stuff, and there were signs that from the early stages that I was going to be an entrepreneur and sort of do something different with my life. But not everybody's like that. The teachers that told me that I could and gave me the caveat that I needed to be responsible with my actions for the friends and my peers around me, that stuck with me. Okay, it really stuck with me. Now, what you say at a certain time in somebody's life can have a profound effect on them. I get the messages all the time, people sending me messages, because look, I do have a big audience, but it doesn't matter about the size of your audience. It's about being positive whenever you can. And that you can still be positive if you're giving criticism too. Criticism doesn't need to be seen as an attack. Now, some people, when they get criticized, they will instantly go on the defensive. And that's okay. That's, you know, people react to things in different ways, and everybody's got their own way of doing things. But the important thing is to try and always remain positive. Okay, I see attacks out there. I've had attacks on me, personal attacks on me, saying all sorts of things, and they're really negative. Now, it's water off a duck's back for me. They typically don't worry me too much. It takes quite a bit to get to me, but there's no need to be negative. If you support people and you help people, you create a group around you, and you can all grow together. Now, most people that are listening to this podcast right now will be in their, you know, in Slack groups or Telegram groups or, you know, Facebook groups. You'll have an opinion out there. People will read what you say. You'll have friends that you speak to. Asking friends things like, are you okay? That's an important thing. That could be that right question at a certain time of their life, could change their life, could save their life. Just the same as being overly negative or nasty or, you know, being really rude to somebody online. You might not feel like it's anything, but to them they might read that. And don't forget, when you write text, you know, being facetious, it doesn't show up in text. Being, you know, sarcastic. Sarcasm really doesn't relate very well to posting in text. So be careful, be positive, and see if you can't help people move forward. Because I tell you right now, guys, I get a lot of joy doing what I do here. The comments that I get, people hitting me up in Facebook personally saying, look, you've changed my life, I really appreciate your teachings. Or, you know, sometimes even something less intense, which, you know, some people will just say, listening to your show today made me happy. Something as simple as that makes me happy. When you share positivity, you tend to get that positivity back. If you attack people and you share negativity, you'll tend to get that back. Life is funny. What you sort of push out onto others is what you receive back onto yourself. So don't forget that you're there to support people around you. You don't have to help everybody, but if you do put your hat in the ring to comment on something or to have an opinion about something, Think of how you can phrase that in a positive way. As I say, it can be criticism. It can even be something that you're not happy about. But if you react to things in a more positive way, more positivity comes back to you, making you feel better. And when you feel better, that comes back into that positivity loop. You know, I talk about with trading, about having routines, about being in the right mental headspace. It's much easier to be in that right mental headspace if you're feeling good. And the way to feel good is to help others to feel good. So give and give back, and don't forget that what you say might not mean much to you, but it might mean a huge amount to the person that you're saying it to. So be careful, be positive, and let's help each other grow. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.